Doozy, put 2 dozen in your washing machine. Finest does you've ever seen. Figure news now when you sing. Doozy does everything.
The new Does brings you Road of Life. What's the best way to spread good news around in a hurry? Hire a plane and ride it in the sky like this? Now there's a great new Does. Or shout it from wash line to wash line.
Try the new Does. Finest Does ever was. Finest ever was.
Of course, the main thing is for you to get to know this amazing new Does. It still outdoes all the other leading wash day package soaps. You'll see why Does Everything is bigger news now.
Goodness, it already does my whole wash, work shirts and towels to pretty rayon undies. What more can it do?
Try it. There's increased whiteness for towels and linens. They'll be whiter than the whitest white you've hung on your Does line before.
Well, I just can't imagine that.
You'll see it the very first wash day with the new Does. It's the utmost in whiteness any soap will give. And the new Does is a whiz for routing out tough dirt, too.
It's always been a whiz for those greasy work shirts and overalls.
Sure, and Does has always been and still is the safest for the pretty colors you wash. Safest of all the leading wash day package soaps. Now, this new Does even more for those nice prints, stripes. Acts like a tonic for those colors. Gives them new beauty.
Why say it's the finest Does ever was? Why not say it's the finest soap ever was?
It is. It leaves the others as far behind as ever. Get the new Does today in the same famous red box and get a new lift next wash day. From the brightest and whitest to the roughest and toughest, Does everything. Now the new Does invites you to listen to Road of Life. Jim Brent was a little puzzled by Francie's cool reception when he tried to tell her about his wonderful evening with Maggie Lowell. And, well, he might be. For Francie now shares with Frank Dana secret knowledge of the astounding rumor that Carol, Jim's supposedly dead wife, may still be alive somewhere in Europe. And Francie knows that it's only a matter of days, perhaps hours, before Jim will ask Maggie to marry him. Maggie is quietly sewing in the living room when the phone rings.
Don't bother. I'm right here. Yes?
Miss Lowell, I presume?
Oh, hello, Jim. Did you get home all right last night?
Yes, I managed to survive. That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh?
I left a lot of unfinished business.
So you did.
Excuse me for running away.
I'll try very hard.
I think I left my dignity somewhere between your door and the gate.
I shouldn't worry too much about that.
What are you doing?
I'm sewing.
Is that an important activity?
Not very.
Could you talk to a man while you're doing it?
Love to. Why don't you step around?
As soon as I shave and fix up. Oh, I've got to change a light bulb in the hall. Say, 20 minutes?
Oh, I'll even be finished my sewing by then. Do come.
Maggie?
Yes, Jim?
Oh, Martha?
I'll be around in 20 minutes.
Oh, excuse me.
Fine. Goodbye. Have you finished your sewing? Oh, the sewing. Not quite. That was Dr. Brent. He's calling around in 20 minutes.
Oh.
Oh, of course. I don't know for how long.
Well, I could easily finish that sewing for you under the tree in the yard. I was just thinking of sitting out in the yard for a while.
Oh, I don't mind the sewing. There's no rush, really. Why don't you just sit?
I dare say I'll find something to
Oh, what?
Isn't that Mr. Dana's car stopping in front of the house?
Frank? Good heavens.
He's getting out.
Oh?
I see you're going to have a very busy evening.
Doesn't it look that way? Excuse me.
Perhaps I'd better take your sewing after all.
Frank, hello. We saw you from the window.
Hello, Maggie. Is
this bad manners, or don't you mind?
I hope you and I don't ever have to argue about manners. Come in.
Thanks.
How do you do, Mr. Dana? Lovely weather?
Oh, well, hello, Mrs. Lowell. Yes, it is.
I was just going out to enjoy a bit of it under the tree.
Oh, please don't let me interfere.
You'll excuse me, won't you?
Oh, of course, Miss Lowell.
Well.
Now, wasn't that tactful? Come sit down, Frank.
Well, just for a few minutes, Maggie.
Oh, a date?
Yeah, Carson for dinner.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
If we invited you to dinner, would you come?
We?
Sorry, Frank. I.
I guess you sort of know I would.
You doing anything on Sunday?
Not that I know of. And if I knew, it certainly wouldn't matter.
Sunday, then. Come early. Say 5.
Right. How's the job?
Good, Frank. No complaints.
How's Tommy?
Wonderful. He's down with a group at the church, Dr. DeWitt. It's a pity he's not here.
Uh-huh. Do you mind if I smoke?
Oh, good gracious, no, Frank. Jim's dropping over in a little while.
Oh, yes.
He was just calling when we saw you through the window. What are you doing, putting your cigarette away?
It's clumsy of me not to have phoned you. As a matter of fact, when I left the Simpsons, I hadn't any idea I'd wind up here. I just sort of...
Frank.
Huh?
Don't you know you're always welcome here, at any time?
Oh, thanks.
Now, won't you please light your cigarette?
Maggie, I've got only one thing to say. Just one. Now, listen to me. Whatever you do, don't do anything on an impulse. Think. Think hard. Well, look at what happened to me when I ducked out of here on an impulse.
You didn't come back to Merrimack on an impulse, too, did you?
No. No, I didn't.
I'm glad you didn't.
Well, you know how I feel. I don't have to make speeches to you, Maggie. I haven't changed, really. That's what I found out in New York. The worst of it is, I know how you feel, too, and, well, I won't go into all that. But remember, will you, what I said? Keep your head. Figure things out, Maggie. Figure out every possible angle. For your own good.
Frank, I'm not sure I understand.
No, of course not. And I'm spoiling your evening. It's not because I want to, believe me, but because I love you. I've always loved you since the day I first saw you. With the light shining on your hair. Look what Dana's done to his cigarette. It's all shreds.
Frank.
Forget what I said, Maggie.
No, I won't forget a word you said. I'd hate myself if I ever did. Please, take another cigarette.
Okay.
And may I light it for you?
Oh, thanks.
And will you sit down here and smoke it?
Okay.
That's better. What's the book? Frank, your book has come out.
I guess I kind of lied to you when I said I didn't know where I was going when I left the Simpsons. I was coming here to give it to you.
And it's dedicated to...
Yeah, a gal named Maggie Lowell. You ever hear of her?
Oh, to Margaret Lowell with my deepest affection.
And that goes... No matter what happens.
Frank.
No?
I can't tell you how terribly proud I am.
Frank Dana stares half hypnotized at Maggie. And in his heart, like a dagger, is the pain of his knowledge that this woman loves one man better than himself. Meanwhile, Jim Brent, gaily preparing to go over to Maggie's, is still utterly ignorant of the contents of the telegram Frank received concerning Carol. Jim is deeply, gloriously happy in his newfound love.
That confounded song must have some words. Oh, hey, hi, Francie.
Oh, hi, Jim. Hey, Jim, did you change that light bulb?
Am now breaking my shoulder doing same. There.
Jim, I just bought the most wonderful-looking strawberries. They're the last and best of the season.
Well.
Home to supper?
Maybe not, kid. Okay?
Oh.
I'm going over to Maggie's.
Yeah, so I guess.
Francie?
Yes, Jim.
I'm going to ask her...
to marry you.
To marry me.
I'd better put these strawberries in.
Francie, what's eating you, huh?
Nothing. I just thought I'd
put
these
strawberries... Well, last
night, too, Jim, you know I love you. You know how much I think of Maggie. You know, your happiness is as much to me as my own, but I've got to ask you to do something. I mean, not to do something. I've got to ask you not to say anything to Maggie today about that.
What's this?
Jim, please.
Francie, kid, let's try to be calm.
Look, Jim, I'm not going out of my head. I'm not saying you ought not to marry Maggie Lowell. I'm just asking you to hold off. See, hold off.
Francie, is there a reason?
Sure, there's a reason.
Well, then, what is the reason? Tell me what it is, kid, and take it easy now.
Wait. Look, Jim, Frank Dana's a guy who'd give his right arm for you.
Frank Dana? Francie.
Yes, Jim.
Has he been talking to you? What's this all about? What's he up to?
Now, Jim, listen, get him. Call him on the phone. You got to speak to him.
Right. I will, right now.
Oh, there's no use going on like this with all these... And don't think he's your enemy. Don't think Frank Dana would deliberately try to...
Hello, Lottie? Jim Brent. Is Frank there? Oh. A book. At Maggie Lowell's. I see. Thanks, Lottie. I'll be seeing you. So.
Listen, Jim, you've got to talk to Frank.
Darn right I'll talk to him. Now, Francie, darling, it's all right. Take it easy. There's something Frank's trying to pull that you don't want to tell me. Hello, Maggie? It's Jim. Is Frank Dana still at your place? Will you put him on the phone, please? Tell him it's me. No. Put him on the phone right away.
Jim Brent had any idea of the news that Frank's explanation will reveal to him, he would not be so anxious for a showdown. Now, an important announcement. Here are the names of the big money winners in the fourth week of the Does contest, which closed recently. Here are the five who were awarded $1,000 each. In the judges' opinions, they wrote the winning statements telling us why they like the new Does, like the way Does does everything in the wash now. Of course, the new Does is proving to millions of women every wash day that it still outdoes all the other leading wash day package soaps, still leaves the others as far behind as ever. But now for the names of the five top money winners in the fourth week of the new Does contest. Ready? Listen.
Mrs. E. Hendrickson, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Mrs. Harry Greathouse, Petrolia, Kansas.
Mrs. Neil G. Carey, Haula, Oahu, Territory of Hawaii.
Mrs. Leroy Sarvella, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Mrs. H. Smaltz, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Congratulations to all of you. All winners for the fourth week in the new Does contest will be notified by mail. Top money winners for the remaining week of the contest will be announced on this program in the near future. Be sure to listen Monday to another absorbing episode on Road of Life, brought to you by the new Does.
Put new Does in your washing machine. B-U-Z Does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.